My brothers like tell me whatever you touch it goes viral, and I honestly think they're right. I posted my first video on TikTok. It was a cover for Fly Me to the Moon. It got like 1,000 views at like the first hour, and I was like, okay, if it hits 3,000, I'm gonna make another video. Okay, I slept and I woke up, it had like 250,000 views. I was like, what? I was speechless for a while, and I posted the second video, and it got 20,000 views. I was like, okay, I'm still getting views. Like, people starting to know me. Like, I just posted it for fun. I didn't even want my friends to know. I didn't want anyone to know. But when I dropped the song, like, the song was doing really good. It was on 150,000 views on YouTube, which was crazy because I was aiming for 10. I was like, I really need to make a challenge, like a TikTok video about this song. Overnight, the video went super viral. I think it had like 1.7 million views. Yeah, a lot of like influencers and Arab TikTokers started making videos of the song. People started singing the song. It started blowing up in Indonesia, which brings me to this important point of the story. There's a girl, like, I don't know her. I only know her her TikTok. She grabbed the song, she slowed it down, and then she posted it. And she just said, mention two of your best friends. Like, that was the caption. It had like 40 something million views. And people started making videos of that sound that she made, the slowed down version. And I think it's on 4 point something million videos. So a lot of like big creators on TikTok made videos on the song. Even Addison Rae, the second biggest TikToker in the world. It was crazy, man. The song went globally viral. I was on a FaceTime call with my friend. He was like, yo, I wonder if your song is charting. We opened Shazam and it was number one Shazam song and globally. I was like, what? What? I think it's the first Arab song in 25 years that is global, you know? Basically, when the song started blowing up on TikTok and everywhere, FaceTime my father was like, I really need a manager because I don't know anything about this deal. I don't know if I'm getting a good deal, or like, I didn't know anything. Next day, like literally the next day, Sal contacted me and he was like, yo, you're doing good, you're doing great, keep it up. I was like, thank you. So he texted me back, he was like, yo, Ali Gotti really loves your song. Ali Gotti is my favorite. Like, he's one of my favorite artists. And I was like, oh, really? Thank you. And when he called me, like, a global, like, phone call, normal phone call, I was like, yo, this is costing you money. He was like, yo, do you even know who I am? I was like, honestly, no. He was like, promise me after this phone call you search up my name. He's like, I'm a manager of The Weeknd, I'm a manager of Doja Cat, Ali Gotti. I was like, okay, this is getting real right now. I started telling my parents that I might get signed, my life is gonna change, and they were like, oh, yeah, okay. I mean, my brothers were like freaking out because it was Sal, because they knew who he was and I didn't. Nothing is impossible to me. And I'm working with the A-list team that I like. It's literally an artist's dream to have this team, you know? I'm really grateful.